Yes.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Hi, Dan.
What's up?
What are you doing?
Staring off into the space. Thinking about what slick new intro line, tagline I'm going to have on this show. Hey, Home Slice.
What up, G?
What's up, Home Skillet?
need to turn forward. We can't quake, y'all. Lightning and brimstone and fire. And thunder in desolate places. When this commandment was delivered to Jasper, then he read it before what he must do.
We'll be right back. More peace, more life.
sea, in a sea of existential retardation.
That was quite a start. We've never started a show with like 15 minutes of music.
All right, get the ladder. Let's climb out of the K hole. Well, man, I mean, it's somewhat fitting. You're jet lagged, or at least a wee bit. Just came back.
Yeah,
from the journeys to Cali
today. So we start first before we chatter for a while. We got RJD2 was the first track.
Yep.
Now, yeah. I don't know. A lot of times on this show, I'm like kind of experimenting with bands that I don't even really know whether or not I like. I liked them when I found them. Mm-hmm. But RJD2 is one of those bands that I've sort of, or DJs or whatever that I've been into for a while. And I still, he's still in my top.
It's always going to be good. And he's good, prolific, man. Like the RJD2 section of my iTunes is just massive. You're just scrolling for pages. The guy has done so much.
I just have the two albums. Is there a lot? Am I missing a bunch of stuff?
I don't know, dude.
Are you about to download all that into my library, bro?
On the side. We don't mention that on the show.
Oh, that's right, because we're all about artists sort of doing the free music stuff. Yeah, we don't steal music.
Yeah, it's only research. It's research purposes, and research is research.
It's totally just so I can know more about my favorite artists.
Yeah. And the last...
Yeah, what was
Dudes
the second
and
Dudettes
one? We played was Mala Digital Mystics, a dub group out of Low Town. That's London for those of you.
Low Town. I never heard that one before. Low Town. Yeah. What's up?
Anyway, they play at 100% Dynamite. I see here from their information. Have you heard of this
game? No.
It's like a institution in London. The 100% Dynamite shows, and it's basically a big, like, I think it's once a month, once every month, massive dub and reggae indoor, like rave.
Why are you holding out on me?
Well,
I've been here for 7 months, and you're telling me this now?
I didn't know you were into dub and reggae and,
I'm not into it, but I like all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah, well, I've never been to the 100% Dynamite shows either, but I'm a huge fan of the compilation albums they put out. There's 100% Dynamite, 200% Dynamite, 300% Dynamite, all the way up to like 700% Dynamite.
Yeah,
and those compilation albums are effing amazing. I swear to God, they're some of the best.
Where do you get them? Just at
a record store? Yeah,
Rough Trade.
Yeah, they'll have it.
FOP.
Highly recommended. FOP?
Yeah. That's like, FOP. FOPP. Never heard of that.
What's that?
FOP Records.
No.
It's a record store.
Is it?
There's like 10 of them in the area.
In your mind?
In your fucking mind. Okay. So I did just go home.
Yeah.
Now it's my turn. Last show we talked about you going home. Now this show we're talking about me having gone home.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Weird.
Sure.
That was my first trip back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's a special. Especially crazy.
It felt so good.
How bad?
Like the weather in California. Like even though it's warm and nice here.
Yeah.
It's not dry and smooth.
Yeah.
Cali weather is just so.
It's asking.
It just feels good.
Yeah.
Like
it tells you what
on
to
your
do.
Skin.
It tells you what to do and you want to know.
It's easy living. It's amazing how, air temperature can just make life easier.
Yeah.
Stupid thing like that. But I guess it's not that stupid. Everyone's always talking about the weather.
Oh, it is so epic out there. My friends were just telling me today how gorgeous it was in the San Francisco area.
And it was cool, seeing all my friends and family, and I got to see a bunch of coworkers and hang out. And it was good.
Are you still digesting the burritos?
Oh yeah, I ate so much Mexican.
Can you just belch five
in my days,
face?
5 days in a row,
so I can get an essence of it.
5 days in a row, Mexican food for lunch and dinner.
You're killing me.
I just wasn't even holding back.
I was like,
you know what? this is what I'm gonna do.
Oh man, we gotta go to Red, Green, and White, or Green, White, and Red.
What's that?
It's like this Mexican place that's opened up in the East End. It's supposed to be Authentico.
Uh-huh.
And did Mike just cut out?
I don't know. I noticed stuff cuts out.
Anyway, regardless, they apparently hired a real Mexican to work the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Like one of five in London.
Right.
And the place is supposed to be damn good out in Brick Lane area.
I went to, oh, that's cool. I definitely want to check it out. I went to the
price,
one,
they say.
I went to the one in Stoke Newington.
Never heard of that one.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Huh.
And then I also went to the, I've been to the one that's right here in Shoreditch or whatever. It's not really good.
But that bar right on.
If you want a tequila and a taco, it's not bad.
I know the one you're talking about.
It's there. It exists.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. But, you know, I'm looking for a place whose idea of nachos isn't cheddar cheese on Doritos.
Do they have Doritos here?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Actually.
They have no corn chips, only Doritos.
So what is that? It's both of us, isn't it?
It might be.
It might be the computer processor or something. Anyways, I'm going to pretend that it's not happening because I don't want to deal with it. We got, it could be just the headphones. We got some listener submissions this week.
Are these from regular submittees or are these new folks?
New folks, musicians.
Hey, new guys.
Hi.
Hey, fresh meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come here.
Let me give you a bear hug.
Let's love you.
Let's see what we got here. We got this one from a band called The Other Side. Mm-hmm. And they say, hey, we love your podcast and wanted to send you some music to consider for one of your episodes. We're an SF band, kind of dark and shoegazy.
Hey, now. I like that.
We just finished our full-length CD called The Dead Trees. Hmm. Here's a few links to our stuff. myspace.com/theotherside.
Cool, dude.
Let's check it out. Shoegazy is right.
Definitely. I was
looking at my shoes that whole time. But it was cool. So.
No, well done.
Yeah, thanks for sending that out.
Muchas gracias.
Guys, I didn't even get a name though. That was kind of impersonal.
And I want to know what part of San Francisco.
And I don't really think they listen to our show.
And I think they actually suck.
Oh, What a difference, though, between that and what we were listening to earlier.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because when I was back in Napa, it was where one of my friends got married this weekend. That's where
oh,
I was.
Wicked.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Was it hot as nuts up there?
No, it was perfect. It was really nice.
Awesome.
But so, you know, they got married and we're riding the bus back from like the winery back to the hotel. Mm-hmm. And I start singing like Steve Miller Band and like The Doors and like a bunch of white rock bands.
Yeah.
And one of my friends is like, man, all this shit is so white. Like, what are you doing? Like, come on, give me some love, you know? Like,
what, is he white too?
No, he's black. And he was like, he was trying to get people going on Far Side, and it just like it wasn't happening.
You know,
you know what I mean?
Come on, like, no one can deny the powerful grooves of Aw Shit.
No, I know, but that's the thing. It's like I think that like that classic like white band rock
works in the wine country.
One, it works in the wine country, and two, it's sing songy. Hip hop is not sing songy. Like even like Far Side, which is like pretty melodic, like hip hop is like, it's not the kind of thing where you got a bunch of like people singing together, unless it's like OWA, like Boys in the Hood, or you know,
or even like 3 Feet High and Rising, you know, like some of the best songs, like Saturday off the De La Soul album, you know, pretty sing songy, but at the same time,
but
not
the lyrics
at all
are so dense, there's no way people are gonna get, you know, remember it all. Like, it takes a really, you know, tight crew, whereas like, you know, come on, baby, light my fire. Like, you can't forget, you know, they repeat that.
Yeah,
the
it's
lyrics
like, row,
are
row, row your boat. Yeah.
So, anyways.
So, anywho.
Anywho, we got another. Here's another. Should we do another listener submission, or should we do some painfully joyous white rock?
What's the listener submission? Have you listened? Have you pre-screened it?
I have.
Of course
I always
you have.
Do.
You're very professional.
I would say I axe about half the shit that comes our way.
But we lovingly.
Lovingly. Like, trust me, you guys, you wouldn't want me to play everything.
And I can only barely hear you scream, "Sucks!" from across the house, you know? Only barely.
Okay, here's this guy, Dave. Dave Pasquez. He's got one of those hyphenated names. So what I want to know is what happens when this guy marries a girl who's got a hyphenated last name and then they hyphenate.
She is so headstrong as a woman should be that she's like demands representation.
So it's like Dave Pasquez Van Hutton Prane.
Well, wait, isn't that sort of how it all works in Latin America? I mean, Latin America, you know, it's like, yeah, my name is Maria, but your name is really Maria Antoya Benita, blah, 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 you know, it goes on and on and on and on. Right. And it's like
but
your mother's name,
names.
Your aunt's
name.
Middle name.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's not too dissimilar. I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's cool. I just, they're like, it's like the whole last name thing, it's not sustainable, right? Like,
no, of course it isn't.
Like,
at some
that
point
was
gotta,
why it was sort of easy for everyone just to take the man's
like
name.
Like our good friend.
But that's like so, that you're totally screwing the women, right? Like,
yeah.
They can't maintain a family lineage. Like,
yeah. Well, you see it in nature, you know. I was going to say, like our good friend the tapeworm, you know. Every once in a while he gets so long that he just loses some segments at the end. And that's how you know he's there.
And they become new worms.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's like the name, maybe. Maybe every once in a while you have a kid, you give it those new names, and then you say, oh, you're on your own now, sorry.
Yeah.
So, you know, go start your own.
Yeah.
Start from fresh. It's time to split the hive.
Is that what happened with Sting and Madonna?
Oh, they were the first of the new hive. There's a working theory.
There, let's try this track from Dave. His band's called Ornament. It's electro folk. That was a quickie.
We're back already.
I know.
I didn't even have a chance to get into my rhythm.
I know. We probably should have just ended the show on that one. Or like played it in the background or something.
Yeah. That was good, dude. I like that. I like that a lot. And I'd like to thank our listener for submitting that because they're on a good thing, I think.
Thanks,
they got something
Dave.
Going.
Yeah, it's good.
Dude, you were just talking to me in the break.
I was.
About your new wicked bitchin' dream.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort
digital
this
media
out, right?
Setup.
Here's the problem. And with every problem, there's a solution.
With every will, there's a way.
Yeah, exactly. So Renica has a laptop with tons of great music on it. It's her music. It's her style. It's her sort of vibe. And then I've got a laptop with tons of better music. And
clearly.
and then we have this huge sort of hard drive that's got like all, you know, a combination of
those
all
are,
of our
those
music.
Those over there.
Yeah, and it's got all of our music. But in order to actually... It's more than I can fit on my laptop or my iPod.
Right, of course.
So I've got a problem here. I've got like three different libraries, basically. I've got music that's on her computer, music that's on my computer, and music that's on the hard drive. And it overlaps in some areas and not in others. And it's so fucking complicated and stupid.
Yeah.
That it's beginning to drive me insane. This is the new problem.
Yeah.
For the digital music era, right?
We all got libraries and none of us have time to deal with them.
Right.
Because they're huge.
Right. And so half of the music that I would like to listen to, I don't because it's too hard to get it off of one drive and onto another. Whereas before I wouldn't have been able to listen to it because I couldn't find the CD or the CD was scratched because it was in this huge pile somewhere. But that, all I'm saying is we have a new problem, you know, with a new medium, there's a new problem.
Well, wait, I was just thinking it's the same problem. Like you said, it's either in a stack full of CDs or you can't find the case. And here it's just like amongst 10 bazillion other songs. And so you can't, it's like what, you know, it'll take you an hour to go through the A's.
Right. So I've done some research. Yeah. And there's some software that's out there. There's this one application that's called, it's like some guy wrote a script that will basically allow you to have multiple libraries in iTunes.
Oh, I love them already.
Yeah. But here's the problem is every time you switch libraries, like iTunes doesn't decide where the default library is. Like, so it'll find the data, but if you want to add new music to it, it'll automatically add new music to just the library on the computer that's interfacing with that library. You know what I mean? So it doesn't switch. And then, so I've been really like experimenting with it and trying to toy with it. And Renica and I both using the application and like trying to have us both sort of have our computer library and then like the big library switching around and stuff. And then the other day I doubled everything.
Oh, dude.
Like,
oh no.
Like, and it was like no fault. I mean, it obviously, you know, by some geek standards, it was a user error, but it was not something
funny. That's for sure.
It's not funny, right? I have a lot of shit to do. You know? Exactly.
This is like, you know, soon our immigrant workers will be cleaning up our digital libraries for us because we just can't be bothered.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, the new immigrant worker will be like, you know, like digitally savvy.
Yeah, exactly. Do my funny. Garden, do my whites and my coloreds, and please also will you clean up my digital library for me?
But so here's the thing. Here's the one fix that I can think of, and it's the only way, is to get a third computer.
Of course. Buy more gear.
It has to be.
It's the only way.
Right? No, because here's the deal, right? If I have a third computer, then I can, cha-ching. Then, you know, I can get like one of those Mac Minis or something. Mm-hmm. And then the Mac Mini maintains the music library for both of us. Mm-hmm. And whenever we basically just always have you just run everything through the Mac Mini. Every time you add new music or whatever, you add it to the Mac Mini library, and the Mac Mini library communicates wirelessly with the two laptops who don't have any music on it at all.
Right. Well, ideally they don't have any music on them at all. But
if you're going to be downloading music onto those,
every once in a while you have to consolidate libraries, right, and it has to check your Mac, your other like laptops, and then pull those into the main library.
Right. And I understand that's the way that you can do that with movies too. It's sort of a similar mm-hmm. kind of deal where you can, you know, you can rip a something that you say you didn't finish a movie. It's within your rights as a user to rip it temporarily or whatever, as long as you don't spread it around.
Yeah.
To so you can finish the movie. Yeah. That's what I understand.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I guess Front Row is the deal. Like that's the new Mac application. It's basically just the entertainment center. It's got iTunes. It's got iTunes DVD player, and then the DVD player, and then iPhoto. And there's one other application. I can't remember some other entertainment application, but basically you can only switch between those four, and you can run that application like on your laptop, and it gets the data from, you know, using the wireless internet connection to the media server or whatever. So that's
insane.
That's the idea.
And then you get the pimpin' projector that projects it big as life onto the, you know, white wall in your house.
Yeah.
And then you're just golden.
Yeah. So that's my new $600 project that Renica's totally going to not go for.
600, hmm?
Well, I've already got the hard drives.
Yeah. You need about one terabyte, maybe, you know, a little more if you're really...
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go do them. The movies thing is really not that big a deal to me because...
Oh, yeah. What about TV shows? You were saying that you watch all your TV shows online and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't record. I mean, I guess you're right. A terabyte would be really nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so $1,000. Let's go for $1,000.
Just a nice even number, you know. It rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to put together a PowerPoint presentation, show Renica how it's going to make our life easier.
Yeah, you're going to have to mount it prominently on a beautiful rack on a main wall, like right above the hearth, too, so I think we can all appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and the flat screen, too. Yeah, I forgot about that.
We can bring it flowers and fresh offerings of fruit.
And the new 24-inch iMac.
Dude, you know, you're doing it for her. She's got to understand, right? It's all for you, baby.
Oh, yeah. So what's up with Apple changing the iPod again?
They did?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Nano?
Yeah, the new Nano. Yeah, whatever.
I think it's gorgeous. I think it's wicked. Apple can do no wrong. They're minor deities.
But I mean, how can anybody justify buying an iPod?
I don't know.
If every 6 months they're upgrading.
Well, they're still good. Mine's still going. It's going on 2 years. Mine's still fine. This whole 1 year lifetime thing, don't quite get it.
1 year lifetime?
Yeah, you know, they say that the design life for an iPod is 1 year, which was a huge issue a while ago.
Right.
Because everyone's like, man, I'm dropping, you know, $500 or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what they are. Mine was given to me. I wanted to last more than a year.
Yeah.
And Apple's like, sorry, you know, a year is it. And so everyone was freaking out. There were lawsuits, class action lawsuits and everything. But mine's still going.
Yeah.
I don't know what these wankers are talking
about. I don't know. I've heard a lot of horror stories about them breaking. And I've seen, you know, I've been in the Apple store when the kid comes up and he's like, it doesn't turn on anymore.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
You know, and the guy's like, how long have you had it? You know, or like, let me see, you know, the warranty's expired on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid's like, so now what do I do?
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know?
It hurts. My heart's breaking. And my heart's breaking. Know,
not even being an asshole or anything. Yeah. Just like...
So now, how do I go on?
Yeah, exactly. It really sucks.
After I got mine, I was like, shit, how could I have ever lived without this? This is great. You know, I don't have to haul around a bunch of CDs. It's easy to change them. I dug it. But now I know, actually, you know, maybe that's why mine's lasted a year. I hardly use mine anymore.
Really?
It's not on me all the time, but I'm not a hardcore commuter. I cycle to work for 10 minutes at most a day. I'm like at work all the time. I don't listen to it. I don't listen to it when I'm driving because, you know,
I'm whatever. The same way. It's more of my backup system.
Yeah.
Because it's like my computer kind of provides me my main because I've got the laptop. If I didn't have a laptop though, I think the iPod would be on more often.
Probably. Definitely.
It's like two portable devices are kind of, they're a little bit competitive.
Yeah, a little overlapping.
More music.
Hello, fireman?
Yes?
I feel there is something burning.
Yes?
Can you come right away?
Yes, we comes.
too cold to fight what's to come and rescue you. You feel the passion burning, you don't know what to do. You need to call the passion what's to come and rescue you. We are the firemans. Passion boys are firemans. We are the firemans. Passion boys are firemans.
Good one. Passion Boys. Thanks, Dan, for the pick. Fortunately, he's not available. Maybe I'll pause it for a minute.
Those are some hot linear rhythms you're spitting, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm really getting into it, you know?
Yeah, dude, I can see you've been working on your music. Your music's freestyle, profiling, automatic. Yeah.
So anyways, Dan, where were you? We were listening to the Passion Boys and you just took off.
I had to talk to my lady friend.
But
you and I picked the Passion Boys together, Mitch, mind you, together at the computer, and it was good. And I'm glad because we chucked out a couple other bands that were we won't mention names.
We shouldn't say who, but we left some bad bands behind tonight.
Yeah, it was tough pickings tonight. I gotta say,
we're in a hurry and it's late.
Yeah, yeah.
Last song, Dan.
Is this? Seven, this is special seven, whatever.
Adequate,
special,
not quite special, but adequate.
I like adequate.
Good night, everybody.
Take it easy.